Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's in case we missed it. All the stories we've been dying to get to. We do it every Wednesday at 2:03, 2:04. What were you telling me, Brendan? Brendan was telling me something in my ear. There we go. It's in case we missed it.
With so many stories.
Dozens of stories.
We're bound to miss a few.
I'm sorry, did I miss something?
It's in case we missed it with the Killer Bees.
And here's the stuff you missed.
Top-ranked team in the country, Houston Cougars win again last night over North Florida, the Ospreys of North Florida. Cougars now 9-0 for just the fourth time in program history. Marcus Sasser had a dozen. Joined the 1,000-point club and the 200-3-point club, and then joined the five stitches over his left eye club. He got knocked in the face. Hopefully he'll be all right for
Saturday.
He got abused
by an Ospreys?
Yeah, he got a little bit of an Ospreys. I can't remember what it hit. I think it was more of an arm. It didn't look that vicious, but it busted him open.
So an elbow or a loose spray from an Ospreys?
Ospreys.
What is an Ospreys?
Some type of bird.
Okay.
Some type of bird, the Ospreys. They're big
Inquiring
in North Florida.
Minds want to know more than Marcus Sasser's stats. They want to
I don't
know,
think so.
What the hell is that?
I don't think really people care about what an Osprey is.
I think some people do.
It's a type of bird.
Okay.
It's a type of bird. Anyways, Cougars win. They're 9-0. Four-time program history. Number one team in the country. And they match up with top 10 Alabama coming up on Saturday. The rematch everybody's been waiting for. First top 10 matchup in Fertitta Center history. Secondary
really?
Ticket prices for this. Yeah, I mean, not that old.
What time is it?
To 2 o'clock.
Okay.
2 o'clock Saturday. Jay Billis and Shulman.
Oh,
and Shulman.
Fantastic.
We'll be sitting a couple seats over to my left. But anyways, first top 10 matchup. The secondary ticket prices for this game are up to like $300. So if you want to go watch Houston and Alabama, you should have got season tickets before the year. But secondary ticket prices, $300 to get into Fertitta Center on Saturday.
That's showing you that at least they're finally getting their due in terms of the attention.
I mean, every
and the
game's
support.
Been sold out.
I know, but I'm saying, you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
I do.
Overall in this city, you know, we talk about the top stories every day, and we know, unfortunately, in a lot of ways, this city does. It's the same way when the Rockets were really, really good. It was only Warriors. When did they play the Warriors? When did they play the Warriors? Otherwise, it was all irrelevant. Well, you can't just keep waiting for the tournament to start focusing on the Cougs. This is a top quality program and a great product to watch. And I want them to have the support they deserve to get.
Dead Name says the Osprey is like a seahawk. They are seabirds. The Osprey, also called seahawk, riverhawk, and fishhawk, is a, I don't know that word, fish-eating bird of prey. So there you go. That's what an Osprey of North Florida is.
A diurnal?
What is that?
It means a urinal that won't go away? I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe it died.
Or maybe it did.
I'm just saying.
R.I.P. diurnal. By the way, the number two team in the country also did die for one night.
Hey, Wisconsin got a big win yesterday,
yeah, they did.
Too.
That was a big win against Maryland, top 25 Maryland team. Badgers are playing good basketball. Texas, unfortunately. Was that true that it was the first game that Texas played out of the state of Texas or out of Austin, possibly?
Sounds right.
And
sounds
they,
right.
They lost at Madison Square Garden to Illinois,
Illinois
a feisty
good.
Illinois team.
Yeah, fighting the line, I always ready to fight.
But you know what? They haven't always been good. The biggest knock I've always had on Illinois is if you just recruit the city of Chicago, you would be a great team. And they've always had problems getting kids from Chicago to go to Illinois.
Get a pipeline. And what is it, Simeon?
Oh, Simeon and King. Simeon and King.
Get a little pipeline going there. Fred McGriff, the crime dog, is headed to the Hall of Fame. Received unanimous support from the 16 members of the Contemporary Baseball Era Committee, compromised of Hall members, executives, and writers. The lead for me, though, Barry Bonds, the greatest baseball player of all time, and Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers of his generation, each reached fewer than four. We're living in a world where Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were not going to get into the Hall of Fame by the time that they die, and that's a shame because they're both the greatest At least Bond's the greatest ever. Clemens, one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
You know, and I understand people that will push back on that term, the greatest. But what I will say is,
and
I've said this all over and over again, Barry Bonds' career, even just with the Pirates, and it definitely before he was even tied to or close to any kind of allegations about steroid use, Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer. He was a five-tool player. He was a multiple-time MVP. He was doing things that made you say, wow, on a nightly basis, well before he was chasing the all-time home run record. And the same thing with Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens was dominant year in, year out, before he was ever tied to any kind of illegal substances. And I believe both of them, just like I believe Pete Rose, the baseball player as a hitter, belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know who's pushing back and calling Barry Bonds the greatest player of all time.
I've had a lot of people push back because of the fact that they think the steroid use. Their big pushback too is you can't document when he started using it. How do you know he wasn't using it back then too?
Okay, all right. I don't know if I trust their opinion.
I had people that were pushing back on me when I said the one surefire guy that I believe never used steroids is Ken Griffey Jr. And I had people going, "Oh, he was hurt. He used them to get better." You can't say that.
You don't meet your heroes. JT Daniels.
Bob Uecker.
From West Virginia and from Georgia and from USC, right?
Yeah.
And Drake May of North Carolina and a million other people have entered the transfer portal in college football. It's basically free agency, as we know, in college athletics. I don't necessarily mind the transfer portal here, Blankers.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I hope that they crack down on, though, going forward, is that it's a one-year free transfer.
Yep, I agree.
The first time you do it, that's fine. Don't sit out a year. You get the free transfer. I'm not even saying that you have to be done transferring. But the second time and any other time that you transfer, you must sit out a year. The one-time free transfer needs to be enforced, in my opinion.
I completely agree with that. I'm like, you can't abuse the system. I think that you can get out once, but after that, you can't do this like an annual thing. It's a bad look for the NCAA. It's a bad look for the universities. It's a bad look for the actual kid.
Could you guys put at least a caveat on that with, like, coaches leaving? I think you should be able to leave every damn year if your coaches get fired or leave.
That's fine. I'm willing to give you that caveat.
That's where I would need to, like, meet in the middle.
We're doing a lot of negotiating today.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. You are.
We bring people together on this show.
Call the Killer Bees. We'll broker your next deal.
But we're writing contracts.
We'll settle your divorce. We'll do anything.
We're putting clauses in contracts we got to have if we give you what you want.
You don't need to pass the bar to put together a will or settle a contested or uncontested divorce or, you know, draft up any sort of legal documents like purchasing a house or maybe a car loan or anything like that.
If you're doing it for free, right? Why not?
The Killer Bees can do that, right? Just maybe we'll put a donation in our Venmo account there. Like those little dudes that are always fixing windows, you know, those little people that, I don't know why I'm calling them little people. They're usually average-sized people. But, you know, the folks that stand next to, like, gas stations on the side of roads, and it's like windshield repair, where you get a little, you know, knock in your window, and they can, like, stop the growth of the chip that you have in your window.
I got a buddy that does it at the corner of West Gray and Montrose.
But they can't accept payment. They have to accept donations because, like, legally, tax purposes, donations are okay.
Oh, no, this one accepts payment.
Well, then he's, like, legitimate. Yeah. But, like, the illegitimate ones, you have to give them donations.
I've seen, like, wash your windshield. I haven't seen, like, fix your windshield.
No, there's fix the windshield people that will not accept payment.
Wow.
And they don't charge, but they will accept donations. Because there's different, I don't know why. I mean, maybe you shouldn't have the Killer Bees draft up your tax document or legal document after all. But for some reason, it's, you know, tax purposes, they'll accept donations but not payments. In case you missed it with the Killer Bees, the Dolphins, in my opinion, show that they aren't ready to be a Super Bowl contender yet.
I felt that all year.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
See,
and it wasn't about Tua and or Hill or anything else. I just felt like overall that team isn't of the caliber of the Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Miami's my favorite team in the NFL.
Because you love their head coach.
I love Mike McDaniel. Wouldn't it be so cool if Mike McDaniel was the head coach of the
Houston
Texans?
By the way, in case you missed it, that the one thing I would give him a ton of credit for, and it was circulating on social media, that he took the blame and said, "That's on me, I screwed." Most coaches won't say, "That's on me and I screwed up."
Who doesn't love Mike McDaniel? I haven't met
my
one person.
My wife says he looks like Mark Anthony.
I think that's a pretty good call. I think he looks like Pete Davidson.
I think there's a combo platter in there where they might both have an illegitimate brother.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo, apparently he might be coming back for the playoffs. They're saying that he's not going to have surgery, could be back for the postseason. If I'm San Francisco, though, I'm at least asking Drew Brees if he's interested in coming back to be in my quarterback room.
Did he have anything left on his Saints contract where you have to give something up?
I don't think so. I think it's already passed.
Okay.
I think it's already passed.
Look, I know that they need... I think that ruined their Super Bowl hopes. I think they now have
some hope. Well, he might be back for the playoffs.
I'm saying now they have some hope that he might be back. I think the Rams did exactly what you were talking about and played a little defense, and also they got Baker Mayfield because they're talking about, they picked him up yesterday. They're talking about possibly starting him tomorrow night. That's crazy to me.
Are they really?
Yeah, because their backup is hurt, and we know that Stafford's hurt. But, I mean, for whatever reason, the Niners, as good as the Purdy looked in week one, they need help if they still plan on having Super Bowl aspirations.
That's interesting. I was surprised that the Rams picked up Baker. I feel like the end game here, because there's got to be some sort of end game of why you're picking up Baker Mayfield. Rams aren't trying to save their season, but they're also not trying to tank because they don't have their first pick. Detroit does. You had Les Snead last year saying, you know what, to all those draft picks. I bet you he's not saying the same thing this year. But, I think that the end game with Baker is they're thinking about him being the backup next year. Seeing if they can recreate any sort of lost hope with Baker Mayfield and have him as the backup next season.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And they said basically that they like the possibility of keeping him around, and they have always liked him and thought he had talent. I think McVay said that. So I think that there's definitely a chance that that's more than just for the end of the regular season this year.
All right, in case you missed it, we do it every Wednesday at 2. If there's anything that we missed that you want to get to, tweet it to Blankers at Pac-Man Joel. Who texted this? Yesterday we had a weird text come into the program, which, I mean, it's every day. It's every 5 minutes. But who texted this specific one? We can't figure it out. Maybe you can help us. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, before we go to the break, tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Look, if you need anything done with your roof or maybe even some home improvements or a fence in your yard, there's only one place you should go to. That's Fitz Roofing, because they take care of their customers every single day. Best ratings in the business, best warranties in the business. They use the best products in the business, starting with CertainTeed shingles. And their focus is always taking care of Houstonians. That's what I love about them. I mean, you go up and down the line. Corey is not only the president of the company and the owner, he's the vice president of the Houston Roofing Association. That means his peers know and trust him to do the right thing, and he knows what he's doing. Check him out today, because more so than anything else, the most important thing that I can tell you about Fitz Roofing is they offer free, no-obligation inspections for whatever you got going on, and it costs you absolutely nothing. They come to you and tell you what they can do. Most companies charge $75 to $100 just to show up on your doorstep. Fitz is going to do it for free. All you do is call them, 832-521-3001. They will be there to tell you exactly how they can help you get through whatever you're dealing with. And oh, by the way, if you want to see all the services they offer and inquire about anything, check them out first at fitzroofing.com, FITZroofing.com. They are the best. I love dealing with these people. They put a fence in my yard a couple months ago. I would recommend them to anybody. Check them out. Tell them I sent you by. Definitely give them a call or check out the website, Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
All teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, I feel a little bad for Aggie Matt. Aggie Matt told me a little bit earlier with the giveaway. I took it out of the hands of the Twitchers because, you know, if you're listening on Twitch, you're on delay for a few seconds. So if it's caller number 3, you're on delay for a few seconds. You missed the opportunity to give our giveaway. I normally wouldn't do this, but because I like Aggie Matt, because this is such a good giveaway, $50 to Federal American Grill, which is fantastic. I love that place. They carry General Ben, by the way. Absolutely fantastic. We got one up at the Woodlands area.
With me in the past, but it's fine.
Yeah, but he's a fighting Texas Aggie. I mean, he's fighting Aggie Matt. So you would expect Aggie Matt to be a little fighty because he's a fighting Texas Aggie. He probably hangs out the chicken, all that good stuff. So we're going to do this at what time do you want, Brendan? I don't want to make your life miserable here. I don't want to throw you under a rock. I'm already kind of hanging you out the
dry. What turned you a new leaf? Where'd that come from?
It's Christmas spirit.
Just you tell me when.
Even though it's 85 degrees. What if we go at a good round number at 225? Or is it too close to the break?
No, we can make 225.
All right, so you're going to take caller number 3, because I want to I don't want to get too hard for you. Starting at exactly 225.
Are you going to do a read then, or how are we doing this?
No, you need to stay listening for the next 5 minutes. If you want to win a $50 gift card, I'm not doing you any favors.
No,
I'm already doing too many favors here.
You just need to call it 225, Jeremy.
That's what I'm telling him. Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't need to listen. You can leave.
No, I'm not going to give you an alarm at 225 to say it's 225. If you care this much, which you should because it's Federal American Grill and they're fantastic, and it's $50 to Federal American Grill, you be caller number three at 225. I'm going to try to take care of the Twitchers. I'm going to try to take care of Aggie Matt. I hope Aggie Matt loses, though, by the way. I'm not going to lie. So caller number three at 225, $50 to Federal American Grill. Join us as we celebrate Christmas a little early with ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Seasons of Giving. We're kicking off this holiday season by giving a little extra back to our awesome listeners. Today, we're giving away $50 gift cards to Federal American Grill all day long, as you know. Dress up, dress down, a bourbon or a beer, a ribeye or a burger. You can do it all at the Federal American Grill. Reserve the Federal American Grill today, any of the four locations. I love the spot up there at the Woodland. So again, caller number, what did I say, three at 225. I'm not giving you an alarm. You got to punch it into yourself. To 713-780-3776, $50 gift card to Federal American Grill. Tune in all December long for our Season of Giving and head to ESPN975.com/season for more info or how you can get involved. I kind of like doing it a little bit ahead of schedule, to be honest with you.
I like giving everybody a fair chance, even Aggie Matt.
You know, I have never, you know, you brought it up before the show, and I was like, no, that's a terrible idea, Blankers. It's an awful idea. Now that I'm actually doing it in real life, it feels good. That's it feels good. Maybe I am turning over a new leaf.
We don't need to make a habit of this.
You don't like this.
It's a little extra work.
Why don't we get an intern?
It's a little extra work.
Why don't we get an intern that can do it?
I don't know.
Where's our intern in chief that can take care of this sort of stuff?
I think your boy Cody's in charge of interns.
Well, how come we haven't had an intern in 6 months?
Am I correct in saying that, Brendan, that Cody's in charge of interns?
Yeah, I'm sure it's tougher during the
school
year.
He's the intern of chief? Why don't we have an intern, Stutzy? Stutzy just walked into the production room and pointed his finger and yelled at me where I couldn't hear him. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Cody, what's your email that I can give out to the people that can be interns? If you want to be an intern at ESPN 97.5, send us your email. I'll pass it along to Cody. 713-780-3776.
Thanks for not
text
sending
us
them
that.
To me.
Actually,
appreciate
it's a good
that.
Idea.
You
tweet
shut
them
your mouth.
At Pac-Man Joel, and then he'll pass it along to Cody. That's
I'll
a fantastic
pass it on
idea.
To somebody.
You're on a
you
roll today with great
them.
Ideas,
you
by the way.
You will be one of them, by the way. That you will get it no matter what.
All right, so we had a text yesterday on the program. People are calling in now. It's 225, everybody, not 222. We had a text on the program yesterday. We can't figure out like the motive. Who
we
sent
get a
this.
Lot of crazy all rando texts.
We do. A lot of people want our business too. Hey girl, this is the text. I guess I should have said that before I just said hey girl. So this is who texted this quote. Hey girl, call me later today. I'm free before 5:30. I've shot in a lot of cool buildings lately, and one of my clients booked the Soho room at the Sosa in Memorial District. That was a fantastic location, very cool walls, furniture view, etc. That might be fun. Do you not want to shoot in your building? ? Or do we just want to make it up because we shot that like crazy already? What's being said here? Who texted this? What is going on?
Sounds to me like a photographer
no doubt
trying
about it.
To take pictures of a, quotes, model.
Could be an influencer.
Sounds like someone that may have special interest in said model and wants to see where she lives, too, if they want to do the shoot at her place. But it also sounds like a wrong number that was inadvertently sent our way, maybe the wrong digit punched along the way.
It's got to be the wrong number, right? Like, it's definitely a photographer. It's definitely somebody that... Here's the thing, though, of, like, why it's the wrong... Like, why? How can it be the wrong number? Because, look, I have an iPhone. You don't have an iPhone, do you? Yeah, I know you don't, because you have the stupid green bubble over your text
stupid.
Messages.
You shut your mouth.
But whenever, like, you don't delete your text, right? So whenever you text somebody else, you just go to the text. You don't punch in the number. Like, when was the last time you punched in a number to text somebody? I haven't done it in years.
Yeah, I can't even, like, when certain businesses say text to respond to, like, you're getting or something like that, even then you can just reply. Yeah, I don't think.
Sometimes I text people that, like, email me, but I do it by holding down their number.
Oh, I can tell you when I did it last. Some places, when you go curbside pickup, will say, when you're here, text to this number and tell us what spot you're in and what your name, and we'll bring out your order.
See, I always call that.
Well, I call in the order. We can call in or we can do the order on the online. But when you go to pick it up at certain restaurants, as you pull into the pickup slots, it'll say, when you get here, text Text okay, this number, the spot you're in, and your name.
See, I think that this person is a photographer. I think it's a male photographer. I think that that is absolutely the case of what's going on here. The question that I have is, how in the world did it end up in our HR&P listener line? I really don't understand that, because it seems like there is a personal relationship here. It seems like this gentleman photographer has shot this hey girl before in the past. I don't understand how somehow we got the text. I feel like there should already be history in the text message inbox with this young lady. I don't know how we got it. I'm really at a loss.
I think that there's a situation going on there, and we were just the inadvertent recipients of the middle of trying to scheduling snafu.
Okay, but I just don't understand how we get it. How is it a missed number?
It is possible. I have a friend of mine at the gym that still refuses to have a cell phone. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
Hold on a second. What?
Oh my God. He is the butt of every joke every day.
I'm not saying, oh my, like, what to him. I'm suggesting that, how are you friends with a guy who doesn't have a cell phone? That's weird.
He's a really good dude. He's a really good dude.
How old is he?
He's a little older guy.
He's got to be really old, right?
No, not really old, but he's a little older guy. And his wife has a cell phone that he relies on because he basically can, you know, work out of the house and he's fine.
I am stunned that there's somebody that's not all that old.
But on top of that, I mean, I believe that there are still people that, like a Barry Warner, would still punch in numbers to send text messages, I believe.
But this photographer's got to be young. Give me an old guy. If you don't have a cell phone, text us at 713-780-3776.
Photographers are all different ages.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know,
I think they're, look, I in a previous life, when people that I were attached to.
You know what we should do?
Were doing some modeling, I saw some creepers and some photographers of all different ages.
The bosses might not like this, but should we try to do a little bit of investigating? Should we try to do a little bit of digging? We get everybody's numbers that text us.
Right.
Whenever a text comes into our inbox, we see the number. So we have the we should be selling this information, honestly. We should be selling the data to big companies. No, I know that. I know that. But should we be calling, texting the person that sent this into us, trying to find the rest of the story?
I mean, I thought you would call and say, I'm the model that you were texting, and I'm interested in doing the shoot. I don't want you at my place. Where else can we do this?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Brittany, are you up for that? You up for calling them?
Absolutely not.
I'm a busy man.
You're an aspiring model.
No, I'm not.
Well, they don't know that. You could just say that you're an aspiring model.
Then why can't Brittany do it?
And so maybe, you know, in their Rolodex of models that they would call for these shoots. Okay, Brendan could do it too.
All right. So who sent us this text message? Hey, girl, call me later today. I'm free before 5:30. I've shot in a lot of cool buildings lately, and one of my clients booked a Soho room at the Sosa in Memorial District. Let's go hang out there. That was a fantastic location. Very cool walls, furniture view. That might be fun. Did you not want to shoot in your building, or do we just want to make it up because we shot that like crazy already? Who sent us this?
Jake might be in on this. Jake would love to get involved.
We'll ask a Will Houseman. Yeah. Brendan, did we give away the $50 to a Federal Grill? Was it Aggie Matt?
No, it was Dean.
That is fantastic. Wow. I am happy to hear that.
Unless Dean goes by Aggie Matt, it is possible.
I like Aggie Matt catching it from someone other than me.
I don't know an Aggie that's named Dean, if I'm being completely honest. Congratulations to Dean. You're going to have dinner on the Killer Bees and ESPN 97.5. All right, Astros, is there any remaining free agent? They missed out on Wilson Contreras. Is there any remaining free agent you will be just a little bit disappointed with in the offseason if they do not get that guy? 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Somebody texted in and said, I didn't want to hire a guy once because he didn't have a smartphone. I'm right there with you, 1970. If I was a hiring manager and you didn't have a phone, it is. You're right. It is. But it's true. I wouldn't hire somebody without a smartphone.
If the role requires you to be somewhat, and I'm not even talking a high level, but somewhat tech savvy, it would be concerning.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't hire that guy. Is that, what did you call it?
Discriminatory.
Discriminatory? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's me.
iPhone ownership is not a protected class.
It doesn't need to be an iPhone, although I prefer it.
You're okay being discriminatory. You just wouldn't tell. I mean, you wouldn't let a guy know that he had a hole in one. We didn't have a hole.
No, I wouldn't lie or trick somebody.
I think a job search by nature is discriminatory. You're not hiring people.
I was thinking, yeah, exactly. You're right. You're going to be discriminatory to everybody you don't hire.
Just for things that are okay to be discriminatory for, like not knowing how to use a phone.
I thought more about that. That dilemma we were talking about on the show the other day.
Which became a firestorm.
Honestly, I was driving home that day. Actually, it was before I left the office. And I told myself, I can never trust Blankers or Brendan again. I can never know. Maybe they're lying and tricking to me for what they think that I need to be happy about.
So because we tried to do a very kind, the right thing to
That's
try and...
kind and right are objective in this conversation.
I don't want to go back down this rabbit hole. I really don't.
But you do show that you're a liar. You do show that you're a liar here.
A liar that cares.
Sure. Sure. But it's still a liar.
By the way, if I didn't tell you that, I didn't tell you that I did it. And so therefore I didn't lie because they didn't ask me.
No.
They didn't ask
that's
me if I did it, so therefore I didn't lie.
It's a lie.
No, it's not a
Absolutely.
Lie. That's it's not a lie.
Being dishonest to somebody is a lie.
You might have hoodwinked the situation, but you didn't lie.
What is a lie? 713-780-3776.
Did you lie, Brendan?
I think it's a lie.
I would call it a lie.
The tweet,
it's an action that I don't think you lied about.
I would call it a lie, but I also don't care.
The tweet might have even said a lie. I lied to him, I think it said.
No, I don't think it did. But if Jeremy is worried that you or I are going to do something kind for him, if that's his biggest fear, then you know what?
My biggest fear is that you're a liar.
Joel, I'm going to live with it.
Believe me, I already planned on living with it regardless. I didn't know that it got to that level, but okay. If you're going to question my support of you because of
not support, honesty. I'm questioning the honesty, not the support. If the worst thing you can say about me is that I'm always going to tell you the truth, I'm willing to live with that. 8489, once I meant to text the show and sent the message to a client. How does that happen? Yeah, how does that happen?
Like, are you saving our number and then you saved Ed from Five Star
Furniture?
Have you guys
never mistext somebody?
And you went one down too much in your contacts? Because otherwise, we just got done talking about the fact that you're punching in the... Are you still punching in the number? And if you're not, that means our number's saved?
I'm not sure that I think the only time that I've mistexted somebody is like clicking somebody else's name.
Oh, man.
Like instead of clicking like my wife's name, I click my mom's name. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I have texted the wrong person many a time.
Or I think I'm like talking to one person and I send it in a group chat instead of that one person.
Here's how it happens. You're a regular texter of the show.
Yeah.
You're listening to the show. Maybe you've already sent in a text or two.
Uh-huh.
And while you're doing this, you go, oh, I got to text, you know, the client. But your brain is already kind of on the show because you've been listening and texting the show.
Whenever you text somebody, what are you punching in?
Typically a name.
See, usually it's a recent text message, recent person that I've texted. But yeah, it's a name. It's never a number.
If you scroll through your recent text messages, you might just click on the wrong one.
Yeah, that's where I think it's acceptable.
If you take something that someone sent you and you forwarded it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Once you send it, it goes back to where you took it from and not the person you just sent it to. So you can kind of get caught between, did I respond to the person that I cut and that I forwarded, or did I respond to the person that I got it from? And then that's where I've done that before. Like, there's multiple guys and we're trying to play golf or something like that. And I said, hey, and I forwarded what one of the guys said, I can play at 3:00. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it goes back to the guy that said he could play at 3:00. And I go, well, can you play? And he's like, you just sent. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Okay. Maybe it's acceptable. 713-780.
I'm just curious. I would love the answer to that question regardless. Like, how do we get tied into a business transaction?
See, the other part of this is how many people have our number saved in their phone. Like, not Brad Kellner just texted
I do.
You have our text line in your phone?
I do.
Why?
Really?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Let me see if I do.
I don't. I know that for a fact.
Part of why I have it is because I have the line I use for guests as well.
Okay.
So I don't remember that one. I don't use that, you know, but a couple times. Like, I use a couple times a month, maybe.
Not Brad Kellner says, I have your number saved as John Granato text line, even though he never reads anything I send. If you do have our text line saved in your phone, the HRMP listener line, which you should save it as the HRMP listener line, cheap pop, what do you have it saved as? What do you save the HRMP listener line to on your phone if it is saved on your phone?
I don't have it saved.
It's a little different, I think, for the host. Like,
it's also because it's embedded in our brain. Because, I mean, in a previous life when I was sitting in your chair. I mean, I knew exactly how we encouraged everybody every single opportunity to call in or text the show.
4624 said kind of how Bill Belichick texted the wrong Brian when he texted Flores on accident. Y'all remember that?
That's a great call. Yes, that's a fantastic
Sorry,
response.
I thought this was Brian Gain. My bad.
That was great.
713-780-ESPN. Brennan, what are you pointing at?
Literally three people on Twitch immediately mentioned that they have it saved in their phone. I'm telling you, I think people have it saved in their
first
phone.
First of all, that's not shocking.
Ocho, no, I think people have it saved in their phone. I don't disagree with that. For listeners that text us and communicate with us, and we love that. We appreciate that. We love all of our texters, especially photogs that are, you know, asking their clients where they want to take pictures. But I'm just curious what you have it saved as. Ocho says I have it as 97.5, just 97.5. Lemmy says I have ESPN Houston. B. Hannon says ESPN 97.5. ABC Eric says I have it saved as ESPN Houston in my phone. What would you have it saved as if you saved it in your phone? Well, Brendan does. I think I would just have it 97.5 or ESPN.
It's ESPN Houston studio line, I believe.
Huh. Okay.
All right. ESPN Houston studio line.
Well, normally we just call it a contest line.
Oh, my goodness. The text line just went nuts.
Yeah, it did.
I can't read all of these. 713-780-ESPN. This guy says I have it saved as ESPN Radio. Klopp says text line saved as Blankers and the U of H guy.
Okay.
Thanks, Klopp. Just the U of H guy. I can't even get a name. I can't even be on a first name basis with Klopp. That's awesome. All right, Wilson
it's
Contreras.
It's really not my name. It's my nickname that you use.
Klopp. So. That's right. That's true. I like how Klopp used bank blinkers and then me is just the U of H guy. I'm not going to read any more of these because Klopp ticked me off. Wilson Contreras is not going to be a Houston Astro. He signs with the St. Louis Cardinals, 5-year deal, big money. Is there another free agent that's out there on the open market that you're going to be disappointed if they don't sign with the Houston Astros rest of the offseason?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Christian Vasquez
is
really
your guy?
I really want him to be back with the Astros.
See, I'm of the opinion.
I obviously know that they need a bat, too. But
yeah.
That, me, personally, you guys know that I'm a big
fan of.
So
he would be your top target?
No, not top target, because they already have Maldi and they can get by without Maldi. It's my personal favorite to bring back along with Brantley. But I would also say Brantley's not the only choice. If you want to go to, one of the higher-priced corner outfielders, I'm here for it because it shows that Crane really wants to win and he's going to spend the money and go get the guys that make this team better.
Who's the one guy for you, Houston? 713-780-3776. The one remaining free agent that you're going to be disappointed, upset about if they don't sign with the Astros. I'll be honest with you, I'm not even that picky. I have one position that I want to absolutely get. But if I don't
it's
really care
outfield.
The name, it's corner outfield DH. You need another left field DH to split time with Yordan Alvarez's left field DH. I'd be fine with Benintendi.
At what price?
The price matters. The price matters. Like the projection that I saw rumored for Andrew Benintendi was 4 years, $54 million.
See, Buster was high.
What did Buster say?
Buster was saying it was more than that. And that's where I was like, eesh.
What's 54? That's about $13.5 million
that's
off the top of my head. $13.5 for 4 years,
Uncle
I'd
Mike
live with that.
If Mike would take that, I'd also be fine. But I think you'd get more long-term out of Benintendi.
I would trust Benintendi more than Brantley because of the
at
shoulder.
The plate?
Because
oh,
of the shoulder.
Because of the shoulder. Okay.
Yeah, because the injury, the Brantley shoulder scares me. I'm not going to lie. Like it
but
worries
if he's also
me.
Going to make you wait until March to figure out where the shoulder is, I don't know that you can wait that long.
I don't think you can wait that long for a left fielder because the market would dry up.
Right,
what
exactly
if Brantley's
right.
not healthy and then all of a sudden you're looking at a situation where Chaz McCormick's your left fielder
or
Jay Myers
make a
your
trade,
center
which you don't have enough resources to make.
No. See, I'm Sean Murphy's actually kind of the catcher that I want, depending on the price. But I can live without a free agent catcher or a catcher acquisition. I'm fine with Martin Maldonado as the everyday backstop, and then hopefully one of the young catchers, Corey Lee, Yiner Diaz, proves to be worthy of being a backup catcher in Major League Baseball. You can get by there. I don't want to see a season where Chaz McCormick is my primary left field DH option because I want to see him, frankly, splitting time in center field and playing primarily in center field over Jake Myers. So for me, it's not so much the name, it's about the position. I will feel very disappointed if the Astros don't sign a corner outfielder DH that's going to play every single day.
No, and I'm that's where you're in terms of priority, that's where I'm at too. I mean, that's the position and the bat. Whether it's left-handed or not, but obviously preferable to be a left-handed hitter. That's the premier position that still has to be filled for this team, and I'm totally with you on that. I mean, personal preferences, I want them to bring Vasquez back. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're both on the same page in the fact that as much as I would love Uncle Mike back, I don't know that they can wait as long as it's going to take to be able to determine if Uncle Mike is healthy, and that's unfortunate. So, I mean, I think to make this team as complete as possible, that's where it's got to start. I'm not picky either on the name. I'm curious as to how high they would go now in terms of would they go get into the market on the Nimmos and the Confortos, or are they going to consider Benintendi, Uncle Mike, and below that?
I would really like Mazataka Yoshida, though, by the way.
We know that.
713-780-ESPN. Who's the one name for you that you'd be disappointed if they don't sign with the Astros? 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line. One thing that I'd be disappointed with if I didn't have it in my life would be Gentle Ben. I like a good drink at the end of the day. I like when my glass is wet, full, and I get thirsty. Vodka, gin, bourbon, all part of that rotation for me. You already know that. And Gentle Ben Spirits does it better than anybody else. They use their state-of-the-art, innovative Percedo craft technology, and it's that technology that makes them better than the rest. Better in purity, better in aroma, better in taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. Purification of Gentle Ben, unrivaled. You'll love what's not in it. Try a sip of Gentle Ben. Compare it to your brand, and you will never go back, just like I didn't. I'm a Gentle Ben man. It is smooth. It is clean. It eliminates the burn. Enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink. You know that you can find the Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin at Total Wine and Specs because you already got a few bottles. You can also find it online at gentleben.com. They also have some Christmas bundles, too, that you want to take advantage of at gentleben.com. Makes the perfect gift for your loved ones. But also, new to the market, the bourbon is now out on the market. This is big news because they're the double platinum winner in the prestigious Ascot Awards. You got to get your hands on it. Any Specs location in Houston, the Specs in Galveston, Broadway Liquor in Pearland, and Reserve Liquor in League City. Just a few of the places to get the double platinum winner in the prestigious Ascot Awards, the Gentle Ben Bourbon. Sit back with good company and raise a glass of the very best Gentle Ben.
Independent thinking, unrestricted opinions. You're tuned in to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Guys, did we bury the lead today? Did we drop the ball not talking about how Davis Mills is taking back over as the Houston Texans starting quarterback?
I saw it, but we were in the middle of other things.
I think it's the A story on a lot of other radio shows, especially in the Highway to Hell.
There's time on ESPN 97.
Highway to Hell, that's their A story, I think, right? Did we drop the ball not talking until 2:46?
It is A story.
That Davis Mills is now the new starter of the Houston Texans. And we took 2 hours and 46 minutes to bring up Davis Mills.
Our bad.
Not. Yeah, how much did that move the needle? Did we drop the ball? 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Was it the Goldilocks ball or was it a different ball? That's my question.
Look, we'll look in the mirror sometimes when we're wrong. We're wrong. Were we wrong not to bring up Davis Mills being the new starting quarterback again for the Houston Texans? We'll get into the what's the free agent for the Astros. You'd be disappointed does not sign with the Astros in a moment. But a few people that are texting in that have us saved on their phone, a few of the funny ones. 4488 says, I have it saved as the Hive. I like that. That's very
great.
Good.
Yeah.
Someone else says they have it saved as John and Lance. That's not cool. 5543 says Killer D's. Killer D's is what he has the text line saved under. 7869, I have it saved as the Killer Bees because it's the only time I call into the radio station. Someone else says I have it saved as John and Lance in those other shows. You should be listening to the Killer Bees noon to 3. JR says I have the number
that
saved as the Wheelhouse because you guys have put me on the radio a couple of times. Does JR think that we are the Wheelhouse?
Let him keep thinking that.
I understand how you can make that. Yeah, the imaging all sounds pretty similar.
Huh. I'm at a loss for words. All right, 713-780-3776. Who's the one name that if the Astros don't sign, you're going to be disappointed about? 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line for John. John, you're in the Hive with the Killer Bees. Who's that name for you, my man?
John.
That's not a good name.
John, go.
One free agent I'd be disappointed if the Astros don't get is Andrew Benintendi.
Okay.
I think he could really fit with the outfield very well, and I think that he's a great target for the Astros, especially now that Contreras. Yes.
All right, so John's on the Andrew Benintendi train.
Is it also addition by subtraction because you take him away from the Yankees?
He's not a Yankee.
Well, he's a free agent now, but I mean, I'm sure the Yankees have aspirations of re-signing him.
They mentioned they're going to be in the corner outfield market. I view all the corner outfielders roughly the same. Andrew Benintendi, if you sign him, that's fine. Would it be a little sad that you're not bringing back Michael Brantley? Yes. But if it's Benintendi, I feel a little bit more confident because I know he's not coming off of a shoulder injury in his late 30s. If it's Michael Brantley, great. You play the nostalgia there. I'm all for the nostalgia and bringing back dudes who
don't
have been part of championship teams.
Wouldn't you say, though, that Nimmo and Conforto, with obviously concerns about injuries, but wouldn't you say that they're a little step above a Benintendi?
I don't think Conforto is, per se. Like, I don't know what Conforto is going to be a year off of baseball. He missed the entire year. And he's also been up and down in his career, where you've seen flashes of being like better than Benintendi, but he's also seen some lulls where he's worse than Benintendi.
I think it's a risk, for sure.
I mean, I think that they're all somewhat a risk. I think Benintendi's actually the safe play. I think Benintendi, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a dude that's going to hit about 275. He's going to get on base. He's not going to strike out a ton. He's not going to hit for a ton of power. And he's going to be okay in
left
field.
Coming off an injury.
Yeah, but it was the wrist, right?
Wrist.
Like,
yeah.
That doesn't strike fear into me that much, coming off a wrist injury whenever he's like in his late 20s, as opposed to a Michael Brantley who's coming off major shoulder surgery in his late 30s.
Yep. No, I
now,
get that.
Now, a name that, like, if I had my druthers, the one guy that I would want over anybody else, but I wouldn't be that disappointed if they don't get him and they get Benintendi instead. I'm not going to die on that hill. The name that I love is Masataka Yoshida. Now, he might be more risky than Brantley because
you don't know
he's going to convert to the American game. Now, some people seem to think that he's going to convert just fine. He's going to be a dude who gets on base a lot, doesn't strike out much. They don't think his power is going to translate like it was in Japan. I love it. I think Yoshida has the opportunity or the chance to be the best corner outfielder that's currently on the market. But I also think there's
the
a
worst.
Chance he's the worst. He's the most volatile signing.
That would be too risky for me because if you're like a mid-market team looking to take a step up, and it makes sense. But because this is so like plug and play and be ready to go a long way type position filling, I don't think it's worth taking the risk of a guy that conceivably could struggle with major league pitching, in this league.
Honestly, I don't think that the Astros are going to.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that Crane, Bagwell, Reggie Jackson, Dusty Baker, Enes Cabell, what other old Astros are out there that we can call up? Mike Scott, maybe. Nolan Ryan, I know that Crane did him dirty. He's not going to be too fond of it. All of the Astros
older guys.
Who's
the dude that
won
the home run derby that was a fan favorite for a few years?
For the Astros?
Was an Astro?
Lance Berkman? He didn't win it.
No,
though, right?
No. This was a less than star player.
Glenn Davis?
He beat Blummer in the last year or two.
Oh, you're talking about the old timer Houston Astro. Luke Scott would be a baby.
Get him involved in that.
Yeah,
too.
But I personally don't think they're going to be interested in Yoshida because of the risk factor. Yeah. I think they want a more
plus
certain
Crane's a splash
deal.
He likes the splashy.
Well,
Abreu
Yoshida would be splash.
Would he?
Yeah.
More so than any of the big names that are in the corner outfield market?
I think the biggest splash. Yeah. I think Yoshida would be a bigger splash than Benintendi. I think it'd be a bigger splash than Conforto. I don't think it'd be a bigger splash than Nimmo. I think Nimmo is probably the biggest splash, but the reason why isn't so much the name value, it's that he can play center field.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one of those guys that can play center field.
And then the question would be, but again, I don't know that you want, would you be okay with if Crane was looking to be splashy and big time and he put Nimmo in center and he put Brantley in left and said, Chaz, you're our fourth outfielder?
Would I be mad at that?
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't either.
Absolutely not.
With Verlander's money going away, I would love to see a move like that.
Yeah. I mean, Nimmo's going to be pricey. And like, it always comes down to the dollars and cents a little bit. But no, I mean, if they sign Nimmo and Brantley and they have a
see, because then you've got a backup plan because for Uncle Mike. If you're waiting on Uncle Mike and the shoulder's an issue, you can still put Chaz in left as long as Nimmo's in center.
Yeah. Or even vice versa.
Or right. Or you can flip-flop.
It doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. Jack Easterby on our Twitch. He got fired by the Texans. Now he hangs out with the Killer Bees on Twitch, which they're saying
daily.
They might go on Pat McAfee's show, by the way.
Oh, really?
I saw Pat McAfee tweet about it. I think Stutes might have retweeted it. I'd be interested in that.
Oh, I would too.
I would love to hear a little Jack Easterby on Pat McAfee. But anyways, Jack Easterby, I think it's the fake one. I'm not entirely sure. He tells us on our Twitch that Brantley and Yuli, those are the two guys. That's not one. He mentions two. A little nostalgia there wanting both of them. If you only had to pick one, though, which one would you pick, Brantley or Yuli?
Brantley, because he's playing every day.
Exactly. I think it's a layup decision. I think it's a no-brainer. Tank Ortiz on Twitch, he throws us a curveball, no pun intended. He said, we need to get Sean Murphy. Not a free agent, but of course is somebody that's being
at what
being
price?
Offered.
Just like in the free agent market. At what price? At the right price, sure, but not at the cost of one of your starting pitchers.
Price matters a lot, for sure. Todd the Show says people are throwing around the name Jerickson Profar since he's a switch hitter and can play
don't.
Outfield.
Stay away.
Why don't you like Profar?
Because I just don't think he does anything well. I've seen him make too many gaffes in the outfield. I see him throw away a lot of at bats. I think he's kind of flippant in everything that he does, and I'm just not a fan.
The one that I the reason that I wouldn't want Profar is that he got thrown out of a playoff game. Like, how difficult is it to be thrown out of a playoff game?
That I'm talking about. Let someone else deal. I just don't want, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not interested in a guy who's been thrown out of a playoff game.
And maybe he's an infielder compared to an outfielder. He didn't play infield great. He didn't play outfield great. I'm out on Jerks and Profar.
Yeah, I'm not on the Profar train either. All the other texts are ones that we've already seen. Conforto, Brantley. Somebody mentioned Will Smith. Come on,
oh,
man.
God, stop.
Will Smith,
that's
got
to
be a troll. That's a troll. Yeah. 4196, stop trolling the Killer Bees. You had an issue the other day with something you were trying to fax. You came to the radio station. You're like, oh, I was trying to fax something. You're asking Brendan
and I. It wasn't for me. It was for my wife. It was for insurance purposes. And they said either mail it back or fax it.
Uh-huh.
It kind of stunned me. But I said, oh, no brainer. I'll take it to work and get it done for you because I'm on my way to work. Little did I know that we gave up our fax machine because no one uses faxes anymore for anything, evidently. So it was a struggle, and I found out that, like, the UPS store and certain places like that are the only places really that still send faxes.
I don't think I've ever sent a fax in my life.
In your life?
I don't think so. Like, the only time that I've ever had to send a fax, I think, was, like, whenever I was in high school and I was faxing, like, college resumes to colleges, but my mom worked at a law firm and she faxed it for me. So I don't think that I have physically...
As the director of broadcasting for the Houston Rockets, there was an extended period of time where faxing was frequent. And it was for invoices, for everything from engineers to other people to setting up certain aspects of, like, the remote TV broadcasts on the road. So I definitely have sent a ton of faxes in my life.
I've never sent... I couldn't tell you what you do. How do you dial the number? You just punch it in right there on the fax machine?
You dial the number. You load the document. You dial the number and you press send.
Brendan, have you ever sent any fax ever in your entire life?
No, absolutely
not. Brendan, what's the oldest thing
you've
done?
You've never sent a fax in your life?
I've never sent a fax
That's
in my life either.
The oldest thing I've done?
I'm older than Brendan.
I can think of that on the spot.
Why are you more surprised that Brendan's never faxed something
There's
than me?
No
I'm older
shot
than
I
Brendan.
Faxed something in my life. No shot.
Because from an admin perspective, I would think you're talent.
I
from
had
an admin
phone.
Perspective, I could see him having to send a fax.
I think the oldest thing that I've ever done was I used a rotary phone. And my grandma used to have a rotary phone.
Okay.
And I was very young. I actually liked playing with the rotary phone because you have to, dial the whole thing.
Yeah, I know
around.
How it works. Yeah.
What is the oldest thing you've done? Because you're older.
Well, I mean, I've sent a fax and I've used a rotary phone. I mean,
anything older than that, though?
No.
They ripped you off at FedEx by UPS, by the way. $8
I used a cassette deck.
You used a cassette deck? I used a cassette deck.
Yeah, on my boomboxes back in the day.
Did you have an 8-track?
No.
My grandpa had an 8-track.
Never had an 8-track.
I never used it. He had an 8-track in his truck, but I never used it.
Yeah,
I don't
no.
think that counts.
Yeah, no. Cassette is as far back.
You need to go to FedEx, by the way. UPS, that's
It was
expensive.
A 5 or 6 page fax.
I think they screwed you.
But they did screw me. I was not happy with the price. Or my wife. That's where she got it done.
I think FedEx was the way to go. What's coming up on the wheelhouse today?
Football.
All right, Brendan.
Oh, Davis Mills, by the way. It's coming up. He's going to be the new starting quarterback of Texans.
I'm interested where they go with that on their show. I really am. I'm interested if they lead off with it.
They might lead off with you again.
All right. They're not doing that.
No?
They did have two segments about me yesterday.
Yeah.
They did.
Separated
and I was their
apart.
A story. Brandon was their A story yesterday. Twice. Okay.
Front page news,
Twice.
Jeremy Branham.
All right. Thanks to Brendan for doing all the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.